look! There's the seal again!
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, it's good to see you again.
No, it isn't.
Now it's time for satire.
And that's a good time.
Think again.
I'm happy to see you.
Well, I am not.
Oh.
Hey.
You want to see my tits?
I've never seen such big ones before.
Mountains so big that they reached way up into the clouds.
Notice the remarkable size of these
breasts.
She sold herself too cheaply.
This all depends, of course, on who she is.
She's a prostitute.
For a long time, she was happy and contented.
And then we could see a big hole in her side.
Her hands folded so that no one could see them tremble, and she said,
I was blindfolded, taken to the Satanist temple. And when I got in there, I was astonished, to say the least.
There was poop up to the ceiling.
And there was running water.
Slippery wet fun for the whole gang.
You and your friends keep on playing punk gangsters, and we're going to land on you hard. You understand?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It got a little out of hand.
Of course, it's the ultimate delusion.
Every minute seems to bring about more remarkable things.
Somebody is trying to make us mad.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
He's a arch criminal who must be put away.
Actually, what you have done is you have totally surrendered control of your life to a demented psychopath.
And he's cheating these young people.
And on behalf of the American people, I thank the world for
punishment from God.
Oh, thank you.
You have people calling down fire from occult, unseen, hidden sources through talismans and through chanting.
Some people would rather slaughter a cow.
Or even your neighbors.
People loved the idea, and huge crowds were attracted to
make a dangerous attack upon your person.
Sooner or later, you're gonna foul out.
They became sleepier, but cozier too.
Causing tremendous damage to these people.
And so it went on for 9 days.
Believing it to be a bit of fun, they haven't been able to sleep.
Because I can stay up late and still be grumpy.
And all I see is the dark.
Silently, Aladdin crept into the palace courtyard. Then, from the topmost tower, he heard... Then... He thought of a plan.
I will destroy your pathetic civilization.
You might think you need a hot wire tool, or at least one of those swanky hot rod things.
You know, if your boy's under 10 like mine is, he needs a big...
But I cannot lie, you other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a...
Stool softener capsule.
Then put it in your mouth.
Babies and young children will put anything in their mouths.
Even diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I pour it all over you.
That's right. Pour it in.
Oh, I like it.
You're sick.
She's been sick for quite a while.
God heard her and said,
some people would rather slaughter a cow.
It's only the voice of madness.
Use your voice as a weapon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Huh? My name's Carol, and this is my friend Judy.
The boys can't understand Judy.
He looks awful mad.
Rip her clothes off and... take her.
I would rather be shot in the face.
Ah, Judy, that's a dumb idea.
Once a week, Sue gives her
the fighter jet.
And fruit, too.
And don't forget the champagne.
Judy is one of those on whom it acts like a deadly poison.
Your poison, your trouble, your bad news.
You've been a very bad boy today.
What does a bad person look like? Is he ugly and mean? Does he smell?
That's the number one song, ladies.
That's a very nice song, thought Sandy.
The performance and practice of music... it's key for a child's development.
Into the occult or suicide.
The other side of this record is what one group of musicians actually did.
It all came out.
Now let the music flow, let your body go.
Who's that making that funky noise?
George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
Thanks to Pizza Hut.
You never have to leave them home alone again.
I don't understand what you're saying.
One morning, a little rabbit sat on a bank.
Is there something wrong, gentlemen?
I can see now that you will always be asking foolish questions.
Little Benjamin said that the first thing to be done was to get back Peter's clothes in order that they might be able to use the pocket handkerchief.
As the basic form of sales communication.
Then he suggested that they should fill the pocket handkerchief with onions as a little present for his aunt.
She oiled him up and he thanked her.
He knows how to have a good time.
Why aren't you having a good time, little girl?
Because I am invisible.
Well, you can't really see them, you hear them.
And you'll hear sounds like this.
If you really don't like them,
the undertaker would have another customer.
Count on customers to keep these recordings, play them again and again.
Sounded like a lot of gibberish to me. What was it?
Gibberish. That's what it was.
We've got to get out of here.
I'll see you later then.
Goodbye, dear friends. Away!